They have microphone arms?
Yeah. They're like those things that they're like metal and they fold and they attach to a table or something. And
like a chair?
No. No, like, you know Luxo, the Pixar lamp?
Luxo?
That's his name?
Are you making that up?
I might be making that up. I don't think I'm making that up, though.
It's like just whimsical enough for me to believe it, but it just sounds wrong at the same time.
Anyway, you know that lamp?
Yeah, the one with the squeaky wheel for some reason.
Sure. So he has this, like, you know, this like bending arm to the light. They make these like microphone arms that are kind of like that, where you attach the bass to a table and then you can like bend the arm. So the end of it, like the Luxo light bulb, would be right in front of your face. So you don't need to lean over.
Yeah, but that light bulb jumped everywhere to get to where it actually needed to get first. The arm part was secondary. Remember, it could move?
No, I realized that. I'm just... You didn't know what I meant when I said microphone arm in the first place, so...
You know, I'm going to go ahead and just guess it's not called a microphone arm.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Mike Bogart, Tappan Johnny, and me, Josh Harrison.
All right, so what would have made the best thing that happened to you this week the worst if you could only change one word in the description of that event?
I probably need to think about that. I probably should have thought about that before.
What's the best thing that happened to you this week?
Something.
Come on, man. There had to be some reason you were alive.
Do you have a really good sandwich?
Dude, are you really this bland? Like, what do you do on day to day?
No, I'm trying to think. There was... Mike, what happened to you?
Oh my god, dude, that's so sad. I feel so bad for asking you what good thing happened in your week. I didn't realize it was zero.
Okay, actually, no, that cooking thing is like one of the funniest things that I've been a part of in a long time. But that's not, like, that requires a ton of background explanation.
What cooking thing?
That cooking show that I told you.
You were on a cooking show?
Yeah.
What show was it?
A Pinch of Salt.
Was it good?
No. I mean, it was a lot of fun, but it tasted goddamn horrible.
What did you make?
No, you know what? We don't even need to finish the rest of that story. We'll just leave it there.
Okay.
So you were, the best thing that happened to you was you were on something called, quote, a pinch of salt, and it tasted real fun, and that was it. So that's what happened to you. Fine. So what would have made that the worst thing that happened to you this week if you just changed one word in that description?
I mean, like if we changed the title.
To what?
To like a pinch of ass or something. I don't want to eat that.
Dude, that's exactly what I was going to say. A pinch of ass.
Both of you guys were going to change salt to ass?
That was my first thought, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Just pinch and ass go together pretty good.
Yeah. I'm thinking like the flavor, though, which is not pleasant, which is why it would have made it really bad.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that would suck. But if you got your ass pinched... Or you did an ass pinch.
Yeah, but if you do an ass pinch, aren't you just a creep?
Probably.
Like, aren't you just like a weird pervert?
Not if it's consensual. I don't know.
Who consents to getting pinched in the ass at random?
Who said it had to be at random?
Okay, go on.
You're adding qualifications here that were never part of the original story.
No, no. Please describe how structured this story would be.
Maybe this thing is scheduled.
Yeah. 4:30.
Is this just a massage? Do we really just describe massages in general?
Have you ever had a massage?
Yeah, do you get a lot of ass pinching?
Sure. You know, all they do, that's like the whole game.
The whole game is ass pinching?
Yeah, you know, like you go in there and you give them $45 and then you just like turn around and you go like ass pinching room, right? And they're like, yep, we'll see you in there. And you get in there and they just get to work.
For an hour. They just go to town on your butt.
So, it's, you know, I don't really enjoy that description of it that way, but like, it's a 25-minute session.
Is this like in the mall, in one of those like mall chair massage kind of deals?
No, man. It's in a classy place. It's off the highway.
Are you talking about a real place?
Sure.
That's a no.
Yeah, no, I made this up. There's no ass-pinching place.
I knew it.
I know a former dominatrix who would be into that.
What?
You know a former dominatrix?
I do, actually.
Yeah. Wait, why does she stop?
I don't know. It just like, I feel like at some point...
You didn't ask?
You're just like, I've had enough. Yeah, like, this is how I don't think she could take it anymore. There's a lot of, like, blowing smoke.
Isn't she the one administering the beatings?
Well, it's not beatings. It's more like just, like, stepping on people's feet or, like, blowing smoke in their face while they are restrained and can't do anything about it.
Oh, my God.
It's not like a sex. Like, she didn't have sex.
That feels like being a gangster.
What?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I don't know. Like, listen, if you don't pay up, then... I don't know. Something else would happen there, but then he would blow smoke in his face.
I'm going to take my shoes off and step on your feet.
Okay, maybe not that part. I'm just thinking about a gangster like smoking a cigar, like getting real mad and getting up close in his face and making a threat and just like puffing that smoke out in his face.
Call me Sammy Steps on Toes. You don't want to mess with him. Just go ahead and lightly step all over your toes, and it's just going to be the worst. You're going to want to leave that fight.
Especially if he has, like, cement shoes. Isn't that a thing for gangsters or mobsters or something?
Dude, I'm starting to think that you've never actually finished, like, any story that had a gangster in it. You've just watched bits and pieces from which you've made a totally inaccurate analysis of what that life is like.
Yeah.
Why would the gangsters wear the cement shoes? They're trying to get rid of a body. They're not like working on their quads.
It sounds like you learned everything you know about organized crime from the Naked Gun movies. Which are pretty accurate.
What does that mean? It's pretty accurate.
OJ's a cop in them.
Yeah. I was watching something about how like crazy popular he was during his prime.
Was he really?
Yeah, like insanely. They said he was the biggest A-list person, like, in the culture.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't remember that. I do remember the trial. I was in fifth grade, and they used the, like, the school bells to, like, switch between classes.
You watched the OJ trial in elementary school?
No. So it wasn't that we were watching the trial, but as it was happening, the day that they decided the verdict, they buzzed the bell, they did it, I don't remember which was which, but it was like once if he was guilty, twice if he was not guilty.
Wait, whoa. Stop.
Yeah, it's like a fucking Paul Revere thing they had going on.
There is no way that your elementary school was secretly signaling to the whole student body about the O.J. Simpson trial verdict. It's not believable, and I think you have lost your mind.
Okay, a couple of things. One, it was middle school. We had a weird thing where elementary was...
Fifth grade was middle school for you? What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, yeah. No, we had a separate kindergarten all on its own. Elementary was 1, 2, and 3. Middle was 4 through 7. High school was 8 through 12.
Whoa.
High school was 8? Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Dude, I think... Like, every little question I had about why is Smoove so inconsistent in this manner of behavior has just been explained by what you told me.
You think this was like a life-changing kind of thing?
What did they call eighth graders in high school? You can't call them freshmen. Like,
yeah, it was eighth graders.
They called you eighth graders? Oh, my God. That's like saying, hey, people who should not actually be in this building.
They ended up rearranging everything. The grade right below me was the first grade to have eighth grade in middle school. So I spent 2 years in a row as the youngest grade in a school.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think everything is normal now. Like, I'm pretty sure the elementary is K-5. And
dude,
yeah.
Let me ask you this. Is this like... Has this become a part of your adult life? When you hit milestones, you just expect to like go back and have to do it again. Oh, I got married. Crumbles. oh, I gotta get married again. Holy hell. Deliberately have to go through like harrowing things just so you can hit the same checkpoint twice. That is so sad. It's like telling someone, hey, I'm getting you out of prison, and they're just like overjoyed, and then you sneak them out of that building, but then just walk them into another prison and then say, I just met that prison, and you walk away because you're not a corrupt guard after all. You're just somebody who likes wordplay to, you know, further torture people who are in jail.
Yeah, you're like, what's like a tame version of Jigsaw?
You know what you are? You're a grammar cop. Like, that's what you are.
It's not me. That was my town.
That's true. You're just a victim.
What's a tame version of Jigsaw? That's a good question. So instead of Jigsaw, who would have just been like, you wouldn't have been as scared of him? Is that what you're saying?
What's just like an easier type of puzzle?
Oh, good question. Barney?
What? It's not a puzzle.
No, but like Barney could be a pretty scary guy at times. He's a dinosaur after all, right? Like you have to respect the size.
Sure.
But I can see him like putting me through very easy puzzles for my life, you know? Just like 6 + 4 and you're like, oh shit, Barney, this is really easy. Like 10, can I get the key now? And he'd just be like, wow, you know, he got me again. And so just like Jigsaw, he'd try to keep upping the game, but he's just incapable of evaluating talent past a second grade level, you know? And so it's never difficult.
Do you think that it would get fucked up, though? Like, some of Jigsaw's stuff wasn't hard. It was, like, it involved self-sacrifice, though.
Like what?
Like having to cut off your own leg and shit.
Yeah, but like Barney's version of that is, would you share half of your peanut butter and jelly? Like yeah, sure, Barney, I'd do it.
What's Barney's end game in this?
He wants to be like a villain. He's just incapable. He's a nice guy.
Oh, so he's trying to be bad.
He's trying to be bad. He's just tame.
He has a lot to live up for. Like, dinosaurs are known for being ferocious, and he's not.
That's true. He's I feel like what kind of dinosaur is he? Is he a T-Rex?
I don't know. His face looks like the front of a pickup truck. Like,
dude, that's a little mean. What did he ever do to you?
No, he's just got like a super wide nose.
Actually, hang on. Before we keep going, I have something came up with a conversation with a friend yesterday that I thought was very unusual, but you guys are the same skin color as her, so you might not think it's unusual. When you eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, like, do you traditionally associate milk with it?
Because we're white and milk is white?
No. Because she's just like, oh, you know, like when you eat the PB&J with milk. And I'm like, I've never heard that. Like, is that a combination?
I feel like, so I don't do that.
You don't do that, right? It just seems weird to like add milk as like that extra oomph.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
But milk like cuts through the peanut butter nicely. You know what I mean?
What?
Like you know how your mouth is like all kind of gross and sticky while you're eating peanut butter? It kind of like, something about the chemicals, the chemicals of milk,
sure,
versus the chemicals of peanut butter.
Go on.
It's like acid? No. It's like, it breaks
Dude,
it down.
Oh my God. Where's this going?
It like cuts down the peanut butter.
So one line summary of what you just said is, I could understand why someone would do that.
I get it.
Okay, got it. So let me ask you this, Mike. If the only beverage you couldn't have, actually beverage is, you can't have milk or water, what would you drink alongside a peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Nothing that would use milk.
What?
Like coffee.
Oh, yeah. Dairy's out.
I think... Shit.
What about like orange juice? Is that?
No, that would not be. No, I don't think that would go
okay,
well.
Okay.
Orange juice is like a breakfast thing.
No, it's too the citrusy.
You can eat peanut butter and jelly at breakfast. No, you can't. I take it back.
I did that on Wednesday. I had but it was strawberry jam and almond butter.
But I've also, Mike, I've seen you just like in your kitchen, leaning over like one of those giant Costco-sized containers of cashews and just like ate those for dinner. I've seen you do that.
Yeah, no, I do that. And I just eat peanut butter with a spoon raw. And then I do.
Wait, raw?
What is cooked peanut butter?
You guys don't cook your peanut butter?
No, dude, go on. Explain it.
Well, you know, hot food.
Yeah.
So like, all right, no, I don't know how to defend cooking peanut butter. I mean, it's nice if you microwave it for 7-8 seconds, get a little warm.
You just put a spoon with peanut butter into the microwave.
No, you can't put metal in the microwave.
Yeah, no, I'm just making sure you know that. So then what you're actually telling me is you just like drop a dollop of peanut butter on your microwave tray?
I just microwave the whole plastic thing.
You put plastic in the microwave?
Get a couple BPAs. It's fine. It's pretty good.
No, I think he means the whole container of peanut butter.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
No, you shouldn't.
Why not?
I don't think you're supposed to. I think it melts.
I feel like, microwaving the plastic is not...
Mike, let me ask you a very simple question. Mm-hmm. Do you think you have cancer?
How would...
Do you feel it? Because I think I might know how you got it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I kind of feel like I have cancer.
What's that feel like?
It feels like...
Wait, no. Let's not go down this path. Real dangerous.
Also, Amazon is acquiring Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah. That was a big thing. Everyone was talking about it at work.
I mean, everybody was talking about it in my work, and I don't work at that company.
That's true. Do you guys, like, I felt like that was the most... Somebody made a meme in response to that about the whole, like, Jeff saying, Alexa, buy me some food. And it was Alexa's like, buying you Whole Foods. Like, it was just like a thing that came up 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it was the most, I just kept seeing people like rip it off. Like, everyone just kept stealing it from someone else. Like, at some point you had no idea who the original creator of the meme was, because like everyone was claiming it as their own joke. And I found that really strange.
Yeah. Well, it's very funny, Tappan.
Is it really?
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's right there.
Did you make it?
I did, yes.
So this is your joke.
That was my joke, yeah. No, that's why I'm complimenting it so much.
You know what we could do? We could, real quick, it's kind of news, but it's kind of sports, too. So yesterday, actually Thursday, was the NBA draft. Uh-huh. Mike, would you like to react to that?
What?
I've heard that you have some strong feelings about what happened in the draft, particularly from your hometown team and my beloved Chicago Bulls.
Our beloved Bulls, yes. They've made a mistake.
What have they done? Smooth, I take it you didn't watch the draft.
I did not. No, I was too busy looking up memes about Alexa.
I knew it.
So we had one good player, Jimmy Butler. Heart and soul of the team.
Just a great guy.
He's a great guy. We picked him with the 30th pick 5 or 6 years ago. It was a late.
Which is pretty late. Like, talent is usually in the top 5 or 8 picks.
Right. So he started off, he wasn't super good. He's kind of just like a defensive specialist, and he just worked and worked and worked and got better and better and better until last year he ended up as like a top 15 player in the whole league. And we traded him for a bunch of garbage. Nothing. We got nothing.
Is it the kind of thing, though, where like if you take that garbage to Pawn Stars, it's actually worth something?
Oh, man. How much do you think Zach LaVine would fetch on Pawn Stars?
I don't know. I've never liked the man's neck. He has a tiny head and such a long neck.
Your first blush analysis of Zach LaVine as a person or a basketball player is specifically the size of his neck.
He's got a weird neck, and I don't like it one bit.
I can't remember the last time I have heard anyone make reference to anyone else's neck.
You should keep an eye out for it more, because, like...
Should hang around giraffes more often.
You think they're talking necks all the time, Smoove?
They're like half neck.
I just linked you guys a photo of his weird neck. But it looks weirder than it, like... It's something you need to experience live.
Yeah, that looks like a normal neck.
His neck looks It looks what a person's neck looks like.
It's not, though. I know it. Okay. It looks fine, right? Like, but like something about his head, like his head is too small. I don't know what it is. Something about his.
What was my initial question? Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Look, we're all looking at a photograph of Zach LaVine wearing a Team USA Adidas practice jersey, it looks like.
Which, where did he get that? Yeah.
Oh, I think it's in the Rising Stars Challenge. This looks like an All-Star Weekend thing.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
how is he making that ball just stick to his hand?
Dude, it's a photograph. The ball was just there at that time.
Oh.
That's a good question, though. Like,
no.
When I have a skateboarding question.
Go ahead.
How do they keep their feet on it when it's flying in the air?
I think about that all the time. Every time.
How, though?
Yeah. No, I have no idea.
I don't get it.
They're warlocks.
They can jump off clearly at any time they choose, but it sticks to them.
Yeah.
Dude, they're like the board has the same momentum as the person.
Right, but think about it. So if you do a jump and then you like kick it to do a kickflip, that's how that works. Doesn't it like spin? But you're
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Right, but you're kicking it. It when you kick it, it makes the momentum go down.
It should just go flying.
Yeah.
Oh, dudes, I like this is so easily explainable by science.
It's like, okay, here's the thing. You and I are skydiving, okay? And we high five really hard and we push off. We're both going in opposite directions.
Wait, did we jump all out of the same plane or did we like jump out of partner companies and then we met mid skydive, quick high five, head back to like our group?
Don't change the subject.
Okay, sorry.
If y'all are rivals, you're not high fiving. You're like slap fighting in the air.
I don't want to slap fight anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be like in Dragon Ball Z when they like just fly right at each other and punch each other in the face and then they both bounce away. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're explaining like a principle of physics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm telling you that a kickflip can be explained by science. Now's probably not the best time to do it. And I'm probably the least qualified person to tell you how.
Okay.
But now, as we roll back to Zach LaVine in the Rising Stars Challenge jersey, looking at this mm-hmm. photograph, including the clothes he's wearing, what do you think that like someone at Pawn Stars pays for him?
$8.
$8? The jersey alone is worth like $100.
But it's the price tag.
He does have a big 8 on his chest right there. I think Josh is right.
Oh, it says USA 8 too. That sounds like currency.
He costs $8.
You know what? Like we can end the whole little mini segment. I got nothing for that. That's accurate. He's wearing an 8. That's how much it costs. When I see like USA 5 on a piece of paper, I know that it's a $5 bill. You're right. You guys are right. I'm sorry.
We'll be back with another episode every Wednesday. You can subscribe to Instead Of on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find recordings of strangers talking to each other. You can find us on the web at insteadof.fm or on Twitter at insteadof.fm.
What?
That?
Sorry, I knocked my mic over.
Why was your mic rested on a bunch of bells?
This is my recording studio.
What, a Christmas tree? Where are you?
I have my set of bells for my...
You're bending over and like hunched over and just... Anyway.
I'm pretty uncomfortable.